Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Mem Zayin in the Hizva Adar edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting towards the middle of Amud Aleph at the two dots. The Gemara is quoting the Mishnah that Im Tehoi Roi, so if it's tar, if the Truma is tar, so then you give to the Kohen the whole thing and he pays for the Chulin that's mixed up over here. Says the Gemara, this part of the Mishnah is talking about the Truma Tehoiro fell into Chulin Tehoirim. So then you give it to the Kohen. Aval Tehoiro Betmeim, but if it was Truma Tehoiro that fell into a mixture of Tameh, Hado Hidit Taninon, that goes the next part of the Mishnah that says, Im Tmeim Hoyu Oisab Chulin. Mishnah goes on later to say, if the Chulin are Tameh, so then what do? You have to give it to the Kohen dry without water so it won't become Kosher Latuma. But so the Gemara is just pointing out that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Tahar Truma into Tahar Chulin. And later we're going to talk about Tahar Truma into Chulin, which are Tameh. Says the Gemara, Al Daita de Av Yosi Nicho. Now what is the Gemara referring to? So Rav Chaim explains like this. We're talking about Truma Tehoiro that fell into Maaser Rishon. And when Truma Tehoiro falls into Maaser Rishon, says the Mishnah, that if it's Tahar, so you give it, you call it Truma Smaisa Mokam Acher. But if it's Tameh, you won't make it Truma Maisa Mokam Acher. You won't make this entire mixture a Truma on Maaser somewhere else. So now the Gemara goes back to a Gemara that we learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Tet Zayin Amud Beis. And there the Gemara brought two opinions of why you need to give the Truma Smaisa to the Kohen to try to have it Tahar. So Gemara brought two reasons. The Gemara says like this. Al daita de Rav Yosi Nicho. According to Rav Yosi that we brought there, this makes sense. The Omer Rav Yosi b'shem Chizkio, for Rav Yoini b'shem Rav Yanai, there Rav Yosi said name of Chizkio, and also Rav Yoini name of Rav Yanai, v'nasate imenu es Trumas Hashem. You give the Kohen Trumas Hashem, to Aaron HaKohen, aser she'inosen la'Aaron b'kohen noso. You have to give it to Aaron in a way that he can benefit for it. In the best way he can benefit, he actually can enjoy it, in a way of kahuna, which means he can eat it. It is doing using the truma in the way that a kohen uses truma. So here as well, if you have truma tmeil falling into maaser rishon, if you give it to the kohen, he can't eat it. So it's not beku nasoi. So that's why here it says, don't give to the kohen unless it's tar. Continues the one in Menzayim with base, Al Daite de Kahano, but according to Rav Kahano over there, and after Zayin. Do Oma, that he said, Toil minemi kudo sheboi. But according to Rav Kahano, that you dash from the words, they it says, is mikdosha imenu, you always take the better ones. If I have Tor and Tome, I want to do Trumas Meiser from the Tor, not from the Tome, because it says minemi kudo sheboi from the better one. You take it from the better one. So according to Reb Chaim's explanation, and there's many other explanations, but we're focusing on Reb Chaim. Chaim says, there is here Mikud Sheboi because right now you have a mixture. You have one part Truma Tmeo, and the rest is Maaser Rishon Tahor. So to be Mikayim the Pasuk that says that you need to take it from Tahor, I have a Kiyum here, because everything here is Tahor, the majority is Tahor. You can't eat it because of the mixture, but it's still tar. So mitzad, the pasuk that says has to be minam kudush boy, it's fine. Mishma, according to the first sheet, according to Rabbi Yosi, has to be edible. This you can't eat. But according to Rav Kahana, you don't have to eat it, the Gemara understands. So if you don't have to eat it, you have to take it from tar. Here I have a mixture, I have tar over here. Answers the Gemara, Apal gav tekaono omar, tol minam kudush boy. Even Rav Kahana learned from a different source, you have to take from the better one. So explains Reb Chaim, yeah, you're right that you can give to the Kohen as long as you're giving him Tahor, it's the better one. And you have to give to the Kohen, doesn't necessarily have to eat it. But he does have to get it. So when you give the Kohen something which is Tahor, he can eat it. You give him something which is Tameh, it's also fine, according to Rav Kahana, if you don't have a better one, because he can light it, he can use it for a candle. But now I'm giving him a mixture. Part of it is tahor and part of it is tameh. If you give it to the kohen, he's not going to be able to eat it because part of it is tameh. He's not going to be able to light it because part of it is tahor. So you can't do with it anything. That you can't give to the kohen even according to Rav Kahana. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you need to give to the Kohen something which he can eat. According to Avgana, not necessarily. If I have good and bad, give him the better one. If I don't have good and bad, you can give to the Kohen anything, as long as he can use it. But if he can't use it at all, that's not called giving to the Kohen. Kadir's the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that if you have a truma tmeo and it falls in, you give it to the Kohen, make sure that it's dry, and you eat it nikudim. One option is, make sure it doesn't spread tumo by making it very small. They have the nekudim. What is nekudim? So the Gemara kado chatzei beitzim. You make a dough that each one is only half a beitzah. Says Reb Chaim, half a beitzah laf dafka means less than a beitzah. Beitzah spreads tumo. You make sure it's less than a beitzah. It doesn't spread tumo, and that's you could give it to the kohen. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah. Seir truma tmeo. If you have a seir truma tmeo that fell into 100 truma tohira. So according to Rabbi Lazar, whatever you pick up is an exchange of truma, and I consider that to be the truma. I say, that's the truma that fell, that's the truma I'm picking up. So the Gemara, Amar Simon, Rabbi Lezer, Kedaiter, Rabbi Lezer goes, L'shitasoy. Kamoy do Omar Taban, the same way he said over there, in Mesechet Zvachim, referring to when you have limbs of a Baal Mum, which cannot be a carbon, and you have limbs of a Tom, and they got mixed up, the Eiver Baal Mum fell into a majority of a Ivorim of Tmimim. So said Rabbi Lezer over there, that if one of the Evarim went on the Mizbeach by mistake, then everything else is allowed to go on the Mizbeach, because I assume that what went on the Mizbeach, that is the Aver of the Baal Mum. So that's what the Gemara says over here. Kemodu Omar Taban, the same way Rabbi Lazar said over there in Masechet Zvachim. Kol psulim, and all, when you have a psul, olu biyodoy, I'm assuming that whatever came out from his hand, and his hand, is the psul that fell originally. Whatever psul fell into the pile and he went in the mizbeach, I'm assuming that's the one. Kenori me'ocha, he says over here by truma, kol tmeim olu biyodoy, that the tumah is the one that came up in his hand. That if you have one say of truma that fell into 100 say of chulin and you picked up one, I'm assuming the one he picked up is the truma tmeo, and everything else is considered to be tar and could be a truma tehoiro. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Mem Zayin.